Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Put Back Together. This file is perhaps a little strange and unusual because it is for the moments when you're kind of feeling all over the place, perhaps left alone too long or fallen apart in a way. It's one of those feelings that's kind of hard to explain. So many little elements coming together to create a state of being that is kind of uncomfortable. As if part of you is not there that is supposed to be there. And deep inside, there is still a desire to be put together, to feel cohesive, complete, whole. But those parts of you, those elements of your being that like this feeling of being taken care of, they're lost almost. Rather than being near to your heart where they belong, they're all over the place. Maybe through anger, carelessness, neglect. Let's take a moment to slowly put you back together, to carefully clean the pieces of you that have become dusty, to gently repair the parts of you that became chipped or damaged, to carefully bandage the parts of you that got hurt. And with a bit of effort, a bit of time, and a whole lot of warmth, you can become that pretty puppet that you enjoy on the inside. It's difficult to know where to begin in cases like this. Do I first pick up all the pieces? Do I focus on a single one and take care of that? It's so chaotic, so hard to know where to start. For now, I guess I'll just try to find most of the pieces. That'll do for the first phase. I know I won't have everything, I know I'll have to look for more, but at least it'll give us a basis to work from. The biggest pieces are the ones that are easiest to find. And even though they appear to have been scattered somewhat, they're not too far from your core. Torso, hips, maybe even some parts of your arms or legs if I'm lucky. But I can't put them back together, not before they've been fixed, healed, carefully, gently taken care of. And even though I have a few pieces, it is far from the real beginning. It just means that at least I can see some of the damage, some of the pain. Fingers flow across the surface of the pieces of the puppet, finding the little details that eyes cannot see. All those little scratches, chips, any damage that needs to be taken care of one way or the other. Life is like that at times. The more we use things, the more we play with something, the more it becomes, well, scuffed perhaps, or however you'd call it. But the things we care about also deserve to be taken care of. So as I'm slowly inspecting those important pieces, I look at it, at them, at you, from every possible angle. Some parts may need a gentle rubbing to make it more smooth again. Perhaps a little paint or varnish. Maybe a little hole needs to be filled and cleaned up. And once the surface is all nice and smooth again, we have some beautiful pieces that can be put together. Before I do that, I do inspect them once more to make sure that the pieces I found are now feeling much better. Holding them in my hands and let the warmth of my attention spread through them. And once those pieces feel like they can breathe again, I begin to put those together. Torso connected to hips. Maybe one or two pieces of the shoulders and legs are already there. They still fit together, but they need some time to set. They've been apart for a while, after all. I place those pieces of you down very carefully, and I let them set, let them settle, safe and sound, and go look for the other missing pieces. This part is a bit more difficult, while the biggest pieces are also the easiest ones to find. Now we get to the more skittish parts. See, arms and hands are very eager to bounce away to different places and find things to touch or to hold on to. And legs, well, running away can feel really good sometimes. It will take me a while to find those, to find the tracks of where you ran to, and probably find those pieces hiding in a corner, hiding in a place of safety and comfort, but also far away from the rest of you. I'm not sure what the easiest way is to lure them back, but some kindness and some warmth and patience go a long way. And once you allow me to bring those pieces back with me, I place them close to the rest of you. As for your hands, well, I'm sure it's no secret that you're holding on to too many things, and that sometimes letting go is the way to really relax. Not that that's easy. I don't think it's easy for anyone. But letting go can feel really nice. When you're holding on to something, there's a tension in your arms and your hands and your whole body. Holding on takes effort. It takes energy away from you. And it's only when we let go that we realize how much we've been hurting. How much our hands are just strained with the strain. How much difficulty it actually took to hold on to those things. But while you're holding on, it just feels so easy to keep doing it. Sometimes you almost need someone to gently pry your fingers loose. It can be difficult. So it's okay when it happens. And the good part is that when you take the time to find what you're holding on to and you let go of it, the freedom that you feel can be so nice. Letting go can be relieving, if a little frustrating with yourself sometimes. That's okay. So finally, I have most of the pieces together. After some coaxing, your hands allowed themselves to let go of what they were holding on to. All that's left is your head. But before I try to find that part, I will first make sure that your arms and legs are repaired again, given the time to really shine. Just like the other parts, I make sure that they're first inspected, gently explored, carefully sanded, painted, and once they're dry again, put where they belong. It's when the parts make a connection again that it can feel a little intense. Often we're not aware of the tension in a part of our body until we kind of reconnect. It's a really nice thing to do though. While it takes time, it's incredibly satisfying to put the pieces back together. Like a beautiful puzzle. The pretty puppet pieces put in the right place. Almost, but not quite complete. All that's there looks beautiful already. And I know that the final piece will finish it all. Now I wish there was an easy way to determine where someone's head could go. The mind is a minefield of ideas, fantasies, but also fears and doubts. There are so many things that can cause us to spiral out of control. And where do we end up? Where does the spiral take us? Do we get taken to the center, or is the swirling motion yeeting us out into the blue? Who knows? And then, there's just so many elements to the mind, so many ways in which it can find itself in a place where it is lost. And I guess that's the crux of it, isn't it? Feeling lost. When you don't know where your head is at, where you don't know what to do or where to go, how to feel, when you feel disconnected from the rest of you, you're lost. One of the biggest challenges in that is, how does someone else find you when you have lost your own head? I guess the easiest way is to have you help. And this can happen in many ways. Maybe to let me know that you need some comfort, or that you need to be put together again. It can be a word, a sound, a song of stars. So many different ways in which you can communicate where you are. And you know what? With a bit of help, it won't be very long at all before I do find your head. There it is. See little giggles over smiles, tears, anything will help. Every emotion, every thought, they echo. And I follow them until I finally find your missing head. It's looking kind of hurt. Maybe even more damaged than the other parts. It has gone through a lot, apparently. So when I finally pick it up, I do so with even more care than the others. And that's okay. While we often feel that our body is the most fragile, it is the mind that suffers the most wounds. They can also heal. With the warmth of people around us, knowing that you've done a good thing, being proud of your own achievements. As I gently carry your head back to the rest of the pretty puppet pieces, I start with the caretaking, the healing. Now, of course, no matter how hard I try, I can't just magically fix everything. It has still seen life, it has gone through experiences. It has all the marks of time. And those are fine. The other little chips, cracks, they can be filled, repaired, painted. And you know what? It is not about being as good as new. It is about being as good as you. And I'm sorry that I'm babbling a bit, but taking care of your head does take a little longer than the rest of you. Fortunately, it's a very nice task. Once your head is done, and a big hug has been given to fill it with some extra warmth, it is time to place it onto the puppet body. The pieces look so much better now, so much happier to fit together again. Not that it immediately fixes everything, but being back together allows you to step forward, as long as someone is puppeting you, of course. So, as your head is being placed back together with the rest, I wonder if you can feel that sense of completeness spreading through you. Being you. And can you imagine how nice it would be to look at those pieces of you repaired, painted, placed and put back together? And when it is time to be picked up again, it is easy to hold on with hands gently moving to support the pretty puppet, rising you up and inspecting you with a smile. Now this will be a good start. I think now we're ready to truly see what this puppet needs. The base is a bit more solid again. The rest, well, time will tell. I'm glad I found all the pieces. And you know what? I enjoyed putting you back together. Now, let's place you on this soft, pillowy surface, make you nice and comfortable, and let's see what else we can get up to. As a puppet, it's okay to sit there for a while and allow yourself to heal. Take all the time you need. In a moment, this file will end. And if my voice follows, perhaps you'll listen for a little while longer. Who knows what is going to be done with you? Otherwise, if my voice doesn't follow, you can choose to remain in this state as you please, or simply think the word reset and you'll be able to move again. Thank you for giving me the time to take care of you and all the pieces. And I'm glad I was able to put back together a very nice puppet. Enjoy.